Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's so funny. I don't think there's a topic attached to it. Or maybe there is. I don't know.
Just a random thing.
Yeah, it's totally random.
Squirrel.
But sometimes I bring up random things and 30 minutes later we've covered everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So somebody just texted and they said, I'm stunned you guys haven't once mentioned Sydney Sweeney's dress.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what I literally was just, I had just, it in the notes.
Just thinking it.
Well, it's not a topic, but I was just going to, I just wanted to make sure you guys saw it. And I was going
I think
to,
everyone saw it.
I was going to mention it at the top of the club. And lo and behold, there is a listener yeah. with the same frame of mind regarding Sydney Sweeney's dress. And let me tell you guys something.
Tell you right now.
If you have not seen Sydney Sweeney from last night, whatever award show that was or whatever it was.
I think
What was that?
Was it an award or was it because she's promoting that Christy Martin movie. So I didn't know if maybe it was like a premiere.
I don't know. Dude.
Oh, it's Variety's 2025 Power of Women event.
Yeah, because she gave a speech.
And boy, I'll tell you what. You want to talk about the power of woman.
Oh, my God.
It was on display.
You have got to Google Sydney Sweeney.
Just red carpet.
Variety red carpet dress.
Your life will be much better for
yes.
you.
Well,
men and women out there.
I don't even know what to make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, how do you describe that? Could you describe it for us on the radio, please?
She's just nude.
Bye, bitch.
So, I will say.
Well, she has a dress on.
Yeah, it's a see-through.
It's a see-through dress.
And she's not wearing a bra.
Her tatas
yes.
are on display.
It is my understanding that with a dress like this, it doesn't look like that in person. The flash of the camera.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to look like that. But if you're sitting there looking at her, it's not as see-through
okay.
as it appears. But the lights and the flashing, it looks like she's wearing a wet silver t-shirt. And you can see the outline of everything.
Oh, yeah.
If you had to describe her breast to a police sketch artist, Sydney Sweeney would be arrested in about 8 seconds.
I gotta tell you. Listen, I don't want to be all pervy, but I'm
You're
about
to be all pervy.
Those are the nicest up tops of all time.
They're top shelf.
Beat those. Give me a set
again,
that beats those.
I refuse to fall into recency bias. But
dude, those things are unbelievable.
All I can tell you is that's top shelf.
God.
That's Johnny Walker. Oh, that's not Johnny Walker red. No, no, no. Going up top.
Johnny Walker blue, yeah.
We're going up top.
And let me tell you something. Here's another thing, okay? I'm going to tell you another thing.
To you right now.
The fact that she lets those things fly, mm-hmm. I give her a lot of credit.
Because you know she's going to take some flack. One, it's a women empowerment event, and some women are going to look at that, and some are going to be like, this is great, and this is women empowerment. And other women are going to be,
what are you doing? Boiling us down to how we look. And it's like, well, she's just enjoying her own body.
She knows how to get her name out
yes,
there.
Yes, and why would you not show those pups
God.
Off?
Hey, if I got a porn star size, I'd be showing it to everyone. Be like, guys,
well,
guys,
I have that, and I haven't shown it to you guys yet.
You ever have that where you accidentally, like, you wear something, and or maybe you're having a moment?
What?
Well,
I can't wait to see where this is going.
Okay. We were coming back from Portugal, mm-hmm. and we were on the second leg coming back from New York. And I was wearing, you know, like you wear like the, I don't know, like they're not sweats, but they're not joggers.
Like sport pants, basically.
Yeah, like sport pants, right? And I was wearing a pair of those. And so they're kind of form fitted around that. And I was sitting down. So when I went to stand up to get my bag, apparently, you know, something over the course of the flight had got me going a little bit. I didn't really pay attention. It wasn't like...
What?
Well, it wasn't... They're not all created equal, right? This wasn't like a full-on...
A little chubby?
Yeah, I wasn't staring at Sydney Sweeney's dress here, but apparently it was enough. And so when I stood up...
Shut up.
The BTJ was sitting down, and she just is like, what are you doing? And I had a Ron Burgundy moment where I looked down, and I was like, God damn it.
The pleat. It's the... Pants,
and then I was like, well, it's the pants and the fabric, yeah. And then the two ladies that were sitting behind, because the BTJ spoke up about it, and then they looked, and then they giggled, and then you're like, well, I'm
all right.
I mean, at this point, it's just it's there,
putting on a show,
and the pants made it look way worse than it was. But I was like, oh, what do you want me to do?
Wasn't that a bit on Curb Your Enthusiasm? Like, he went over to a friend's house, or so the wife. Friend came over and his pants were just put up that way and was like, I saw that you had a problem around somebody else. I was like, no, it's the pants.
Well, so this is my point,
cowboy boy.
I'm not certain that a guy, because you're certainly not packing like serious heat. It's just in that moment it looked like, you know, you're like, well, there it is. I don't think a lot of guys are out there just like, check this out. Because if you wanted to, you certainly could make that happen. So the fact that Sydney Sweeney, to Rob's point, circling back, the fact that she's like...
Nice pivot.
Yeah, thank you. The fact that she was like, check
all
this
I'm getting
out.
Is a visual that I don't want.
Well, I had to explain to her that it just sometimes it has. She's like, well, what happened? What do you mean, what happened? I don't know. I was sitting down and here's a real awkward boner. It happens.
Blood flows.
Yeah.
You know you can get boners
let
randomly.
Let blood flow.
Dude, I got a I caught one at a funeral once. It was the most, like, flow. Sometimes you have the most inappropriate things. I was sitting down at a funeral and next thing I know, I was like, well, this is happening. You're like, this is odd.
You can pop random ones sitting on the toilet, man.
Exactly. You know, stuff happens. She didn't. She wasn't happy about it. She was like, you're making a scene. I'm like, well,
what are you doing? Well, you can get to the bathroom with me and we can take care of it then.
No Mile High Club for you?
God, no. You can fit in that thing.
That's...
Oh, it's just at that point, you just got to own it, but...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, no.
Back to the matter of hand. Sydney Sweeney, this was not an accidental, like, ugh. Whoops. No, this was like, hey, check this out.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's great that she's doing that.
Yeah.
Because, one, they're great. And, two, you know, there's a lot of people are stuffy about something like that. Well, it's about my skills as an actress and a performer. No, it's about your uptops.
Yeah.
Let those puppies fly.
Well, and she even... I love that she admits she's not the greatest actress in the world and that she says that she doesn't get paid that much. And so she does a lot of, like, the bathwater ads and stuff. She knows, like, hey... You know what side of the bread it's buttered on, and she gives the people what they want. And that right there, That will be, in our lifetime, you get a handful of iconic photos. Remember the J-Lo green Oscar dress? That was certainly one. Cher has had a couple of these where you're like, okay, Cher's naked.
This is the Marilyn Monroe over the whatever you call that.
The
great. Yeah.
This Sydney Sweeney photo will live for a long, long time. This will be an iconic moment. And by the way, Halloween is tomorrow, ladies. And if you're looking for a last-minute Halloween idea, might I suggest the Sydney Sweeney dress? Again, women empowerment. That's the key. This is about...
Well, but it won't work unless you're taking a picture, Sue. Because remember, everybody there couldn't see it.
I'm sure it
I had to go
good.
Look again just to make sure that I didn't miss anything.
I've had it on my screen the entire time.
And the answer is, I didn't miss anything.
No.
I do agree with you, Rob. Those are
just
the greatest ever.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
I mean, we probably can't do a segment on top tees.
Yeah.
But if we did, how is that not a champion pair?
Look, I'll tell you what, it's a one seed.
For sure.
Again, I'm not saying that they're going to win the tournament, but it's a one seed.
I think they set the tone of the tournament.
There's other people that would like to have a word and throw their name into this conversation.
There could be an upset here or there, but...
But...
I think even women want to look at them. It's like, wait, how do they... Yeah, okay, all right.
You gonna buy your bathwater now?
No, gross.
Wasn't that the Sasquatch soap? Yeah, Dr. Squatch was selling bath soap with her bath water in it. You want to talk about an awkward moment? Wait till your wife finds out that you ordered like $100 bar of Sydney Sweeney soap, and then you have to explain why you're washing so vigorously in the shower.
How much money do you think she would break the record if she signed up for like OnlyFans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, yes.
In a heartbeat.
Yes. I don't even think it's close.
If she signed up for OnlyFans, the internet would... That bad baby gal, whatever, the... Catch me outside!
Oh, yeah.
She has made... it's something to the tune of like $30 or $35 million in 2 or 3 years.
Yep.
Sydney Sweeney might become the richest woman on the planet signing up. Because not only would she get a gajillion people, I think most of those OnlyFans, it's like 10, 15, 20 bucks, something like that. I'm guessing she could charge whatever... I'm guessing
$49.95.
Yeah, dude, she's doing the Ronco Popeil. She's jacking up the price, and just the amount of pervs that would sign up for that.
I mean, who would rival her?
Merry Christmas, bitch!
Right now?
Right now, because you got to capitalize on your fame.
Like Anna de Armas had a moment, but that's past.
Yeah.
Anna de Armas?
Who's that? I don't know who that
is. She was in like 100 movies.
She was in the Knives Out movie.
She was the Marilyn Monroe biopic star.
Yeah. Anna what?
Anna de Armas.
You'll know her when you see her.
Yeah, you'll be like, oh.
Look up the movie that she was in with Keanu Reeves. Yeah. She had a moment.
Yeah.
Still does.
But not like this.
If you're talking right now, who would break the internet? Taylor Swift would break the internet.
T-Swizzle. What about Dua Lipa?
Yeah,
something
like
that. Something like that.
Yeah, they would break. Anyone like that, because they're way bigger stars. And we've all seen Sydney Sweeney. She's been nude plenty of times. If Taylor Swift...
I haven't seen her.
You haven't seen Sydney Sweeney?
Really?
No, I just... No.
They're naked in a movie?
They're all...
No.
You can go find
them. I don't watch Sydney Sweeney movies.
Well, Euphoria. They're like... There's
well, what
so
is
many.
That? I didn't watch Euphoria.
Well, just Google image.
Why would anyone watch Euphoria?
For that.
For this reason only.
I mean, I hate to say it, but like, while this dress is amazing, you can see it without the dress. Like, they're out there all over
that.
The place. Oh, yeah.
Rob just discovered what he's going to be doing tonight.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they're everywhere. There's so many clips of her out there.
Yep.
But Taylor Swift doesn't even show, like, cleavage. If Taylor Swift joined OnlyFans, well, one, every one of her, I'm guessing so many of her fans would revolt, but I would assume that that also would break the internet in 3, 2, 1. Like, gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dua Lipa, anyone that's a huge Beyonce, I mean, that's a whole other, no offense to Sydney Sweeney, but Beyonce, someone like that would crush Sydney Sweeney. It would, you know.
More popular.
That's a different
animal. Well.
But she's only famous for being hot, while all those other people are famous for being... I'm not saying she's not talented, but they have huge careers, and they just happen to, you know.
Well, like I said, I thought I was just going to mention that in passing, make sure everybody saw it, and here we are 20 minutes later having talked about it.
Yeah.
I'd say that was a topic.
I'd say it was, too.
Dude, that's a moment. That's a moment in time. I mean, when we logged on to start the show at 3, I think the very first text I saw was someone saying, if you don't talk about Sydney Sweeney's dress in the first 15 minutes, like, I'm disappointed. Sorry, it took us a while.
To be fair, we didn't really talk about her dress.
No. No, that's true. Valid point.
It's not really about the dress.
Well, the dress hugs. It's a contour.
All right.
You want to go home to the Nurse Nice and tell her you're buying her a dress?
No.
Maybe buy that dress? Or?
No. We don't need dresses in our house.
I'd love to buy my wife that dress. Are you kidding me?
We just rip each other's clothes off.
Arr.
Animalistic over there.
Well, you know.
Go down into the dungeon, do you?
We're primal in nature.
Rob's a nudist at home.
I do walk around naked a lot.
Do you?
Sometimes, yeah. Like, when she's around, I think it just makes her uncomfortable, and that's why I do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, my wife and I both walk around naked. It's great.
Now that makes me uncomfortable. Headband, I would assume, on?
I'm just the headband.
I'm picturing the schnitzel wolf and just nothing but the headband. That girl does the Winnie the Pooh a lot. Yeah.
Oh, the T-shirt, no...
T-shirt, no bottoms. Yeah. That's a standard. That's a standard fare, and I, quite frankly, it makes me laugh every single time. I've just never known anyone to get undressed that way. seems strange.
What if you're leaving your shirt on and you're changing your bottoms?
Yeah, I don't know. I just she does it on a regular basis, and like she'll be like doing the dishes, and I'll come downstairs, and I'm like full Winnie the Pooh.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.